Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests, and participants, and not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises or the underwriters of this station. From KKRN Community Radio in Redding, California, this is Community Works Radio. I'm Ellen Sugg. Community Works Radio is a locally produced show that focuses on the people who work for the common good in their communities, people who join in KKRN's mission of fostering positive social change and healthy communities. Today on Community Works Radio, I will be recognizing the original inhabitants of the land we live upon, from Indigenous people in Shasta County to the national designation of November as Native American Heritage Month. I'm going to start with an acknowledgement. We acknowledge that at the KKRN studio, we are on the traditional land of the Yana people, and we pay our respect to elders both past and present. I will start off highlighting the work of the local Native community who recently put together the 4th Indigenous Peoples History Day in Redding. With the participation of the Redding Rancheria, the Pitt River Tribe, the Wintu Tribe, and the Winneman Wintu Tribe, they held an event on October 12, 2019. It was again held on Market Street in front of the Cascade Theater in Elpam, the traditional territory of the Wintu people. The day included a street fair with vendor booths set up selling wares and providing information. This year, there were 5 theatrical presentations on the outside stage created by local skit writers and actors. Titles included The Reservation, The New Ager, and Speaking Up. All the skits were about the challenges and strengths of local Indigenous people. Indian dancers performed in the street and door prizes were given away throughout the day. Inside the Cascade Theater, there was an opening ceremony with talks and entertainment. There were film screenings from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., as well as a basket exhibition by the Redding Rancheria and Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and a silent auction. More details of the event will be explained in interviews I recorded on Indigenous Peoples History Day on October 12th, and will play for you today on Community Works Radio. Before we get to the first interview, I would like to acknowledge and thank the Indigenous Peoples History Day Committee and all of the supporters for this year's Indigenous Peoples History Celebration. On the committee were April Carmelo, Michiala Catalfano, Mark Dadigan, Louise Davis, Jonathan Freeman, Michelle Radcliffe Garcia, Victoria Gemmel, Kinwani Kahi Kravitz, Patricia Lord, Lily Lucero, Mary Steele, Jack Potter, Sky Schofield, Wanda Wykes, and Elizabeth Wilson. The supporters of this year's Indigenous People History Day included the Eagle sponsors, the Redding Rancheria and the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, Red Tail Hawk sponsors, Patricia Lord and Friends, and Native Roots Network, Flickr sponsors, the Kwan Corporation, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Shasta Union High School District, Visit Redding, and Walker Printing, and fiscal sponsor, Shasta County Arts Council. Additional community supporters included, this is only some of them because fortunately there were so many, Art from the Ashes, the Cascade Theater, KKRN, the Pitt River Casino, SCAR, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, the Redding Cultural District, and the Women's Health Specialists. So thank you to all those people for their support of the Indigenous Peoples History Day this year in Redding, and we will start with the interviews from the day. The first one is the opening ceremony.
Hello. Wow. Welcome to the Indigenous Peoples Day celebration. My name is Sky Schofield. I'd like to welcome you to our event. I'd like to also thank our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Patricia Lord and Friends, Native Roots Network, Kwan Corporation, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Shasta Union High School District, Visit Redding, and Walker Printing. Starting off, we're going to have a performance by Local Indians for Education drum group and dancers But before that happens, I'd like to remind you also that we have a silent auction happening all day, and stay tuned for the rest of the day. We'll have film screenings. Outside, there's a basket exhibition, and we'll have more dancers throughout the day. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce the local Indians for Education dancers and drum group. In our culture, often after a performance, in the general culture, we give a round of applause, but in our culture, we say, oh, can I get you guys to say, oh?
Oh!
Nice. That was good. We don't even need another one. That was perfect. Feel free to say, oh, throughout everything all day today. Later, I'll introduce the term A, but that's extra credit. Coming up next, we have a proclamation by Janice Powell of City of Shasta Lake.
Thank you, Sky, and thanks to those dancers. The local Indians for Education are out there in the City of Shasta Lake, and we're very proud and honored to have them there. At our last council meeting, I read this proclamation, so I wanted to share it with all of you. The City of Shasta Lake City Council proclamation designating the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day. Whereas the history of Indigenous people in Shasta County goes back thousands of years, and whereas the arrival and settlement of European Americans was devastating to local tribes with shootings, poisonings, enslavement, displacement, disease, and other brutalities, and whereas during a 1977 International Conference on Discrimination Against Indigenous Populations in the Americas, discussion began to replace Columbus Day with a celebration to be known as Indigenous Peoples Day. And whereas Indigenous Peoples Day offers an opportunity to reveal historical truth about the genocide and oppression of Indigenous people, and whereas Indigenous Peoples Day also offers an opportunity to celebrate the resiliency and determination of Indigenous people to maintain their heritage and culture. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Vice Mayor, acting on behalf of the City Council of the City of Shasta Lake, proclaims October 14, 2019 as Indigenous Peoples Day, and we're honored to make that statement. Thank you all for coming.
Speaking with the chairman of the Redding Rancheria, Jack Potter. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. How are you guys doing out there?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
Oh, it is a beautiful day.
So the first question I have for you is, what is the importance of Indigenous People Day and being celebrated here in Redding?
The importance of Indigenous People History Day is to bring awareness, to let people know. A lot of people moved here recently or may not know the past of Shasta County with the Indigenous people. It was a horrific past, where they, you know, paid $5 in gold for our heads. And it's documented that there was over 200,000 turned in. So they decimated our people's population down to 1% from the traditional stock of people. And so, you know, we finally have a voice where we're able to share that, bring awareness, hopefully create a healing in the community, because we are all humans. There's no difference between the people. Every one of us are humans. The Creator, God, Jesus, Buddha, whoever we worship is the same spirit, the same great spirit that, you know, provided knowledge for us to live in our lands and give us instructions on what to do to survive. And so we're all in this community together, and we've got a bring awareness, educate people, and learn how to work side by side as the human race.
Yes, share the history, share the culture. It's a very important part of Indigenous Peoples Day. Yes. So could you also take a minute, Chairman Jack, to or Chairman Potter, to tell us about Support the Tribe. What is going on, and what? Why are you asking for support for the tribe?
So part of the local history is, you know, we are descendants of the Wintu tribe. Redding Rancheria is Wintu people also. That's the name of the federal land base. Had our treaty been ratified in 1851, Treaty H, that would have set aside a 35-mile square, which would have provided a land base for all of our people to live on. That never happened because the petitioners at that time said, what if gold is on there? There's good natural resources on there. This land is too good for the Indian people. So it was put under a secrecy seal. In 1906, it was found. They removed that secrecy seal by an act of Congress and said, oh, we didn't realize the Indians of California didn't get the reservation, so therefore the Rancheria Act was created. Our rancheria consists of 30.89 acres. That wasn't even a big enough land base to take care of one generation. So we've purchased land, and we're in the process of relocating our economic venture, which is the casino,
the Wind River
Casino, out to that land base. And as of now, the city and the county has opposed us, even though we give great quantities of money and services and stuff to the city and the county. We are a great business partner. You hear every charitable event, you're going to hear Redding Rancheria or Wind River Casino. So we're going through this process. So if you haven't got a chance, go to supportthetribe.net, sign the petition in support of us relocating our casino.
So if you agree, and supporting the tribe means supporting the casino.
Supportthetribe.net, and it'll provide 1,000 permanent jobs on top of the 600 we provide now. It'll provide 2,500 temporary jobs over a two-year span. And of the 210 acres, we're only building on 15.9%, which is 30 acres. And, you know, we know massacres happen throughout our country. Villages were here and stuff. And so we are always respectful of that. We've purchased land in the past, and when we found things, we've separated that, changed our business plans and everything. And so we know if there's the possibility that we run into things, we'll be changing the project up.
Okay, so if you want to support the tribe, sign the petition.
Thank you
very much, Chairman Potter.
Have a good morning.
Okay, here I am at Indigenous Peoples Day, standing with Gary Rickard, who is the chairman of the Wintu tribe. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
I just wanted to give you the chance to tell us the importance and significance of the Indigenous Peoples History Day taking place here in Redding today.
Well, the importance is recognition. For the past 100 years in the state of California and most other states, our true history was never taught in the schools. People didn't teach that, you know, there was massacres, that the priests that came over were not here to help us. You know, they were here to help themselves. The importance of it is that it's the recognition. You know, it's not Columbus Day. It's not Thomas and Jefferson's Day. It's our day, the Native American People's Day.
Okay, great. Thank you. And what's going on at your booth?
Just information, and we have some raffle tickets and some prizes, and we're giving away some t-shirts.
Okay, well, thanks for being here, and thanks for talking with us, Gary. We appreciate it.
Okay.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Community Works Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Today, our show was about the Indigenous Peoples History Day that took place in Redding on October 12th. I was there and interviewed a number of people, and that's what you've been listening to. So far, you've heard Sky Schofield, Janice Powell, Chairman Jack Potter, and Chairman Gary Reichert, and more interviews are about to come your way, so stay tuned to learn more about Indigenous Peoples Day in Redding. I am sitting with Janice Powell, who is a council member of the city of Shasta Lake. And we are at the Indigenous Peoples History Day taking place in Redding. And Janice actually was in the opening ceremony because her city council has made a proclamation. And Janice, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, why don't we start out by you talking about the proclamation that you read this morning.
Okay. Well, we understand that Judy Flores from the Shasta County Office of Education had read a proclamation earlier in June changing the federal holiday from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. And so when I heard of that, all of our schools out in the city of Shasta Lake are part of that district, and so I thought it would be important that we followed suit with the County Office of Education. So we wrote the proclamation, and we invited key leaders from our community that are of the Native descent. We have a real diverse culture out in the city of Shasta Lake, and those Native people are a real big part of our community. They always volunteer. They participate in all of our events. So if you don't mind, I'll just tell you who those people were. Rod Lindsay is the director of the local Indians for Education in Shasta Lake. And Gary Rickert is the chairman of the Wintu tribe. They have a Native American cultural center in our city. And then we invited Mikiala Cataflano, who is one of the founding members of Native Roots Network. And also Jack Potter, who is the chairman of the Tribal Council for Redding Rancheria. So we thought it would be important to invite those, you know, dignitaries to make the proclamation, because we wanted to honor them and let them know that we appreciate what they've done in our community and support them in anything that they do, because they support us so much. So it was important to us.
Okay, well, that was great. And when did that happen?
That was at our last Tuesday council meeting, so I think it was October 1st, actually.
Okay, mm-hmm. So, and then Monday.
Monday is the federal holiday, right.
And in Shasta Lake, it's going to be called Indigenous Peoples.
From now on, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're really proud to be the first one in the county to initiate that proclamation. And I want to say that we're also the only city council in the county who supports the tribe with their expansion. We believe that it's a good project for them. They've also, Redding Rancheria is now building a hotel in the city of Shasta Lake, right off Shasta Dam Boulevard when you come off the freeway. And we're really happy to work with them on that project. So it's a Homewood Suites, and we think it'll bring, you know, really good services to the people that are going to use Shasta Lake. So we're really proud of that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for sharing with us today.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.
This time I'm getting the opportunity to talk to April. And April's sitting at a booth in the Indigenous People's History Day here in Redding that has a sign on it that says, "No More Stolen Sisters." So good morning, or good afternoon, I should say, April.
Good afternoon.
And would you tell us about your booth?
My booth is about the missing and murdered Indigenous women of California, but also throughout the United States. And I have a display of red dresses for the women, red skirts for the girls, and red shirts for the men who have gone missing. We have several local people who have gone missing over the years, my sister being one of those who went missing from Red Bluff in 2013. Her remains were found in 2014, but I wasn't notified until 2018.
Wow, that's just amazing. So you live in Redding?
I do.
Okay, so what can people do if they want to know more about this?
Well, there is a missing and murdered Indigenous women's site that you can go to. If you just Google that, you'll get a hit. There are also multiple Facebook pages. And I know that Assemblyman Ramos is trying to introduce legislation into the California legislature about missing and murdered Indigenous women as well.
Okay, very good. And then finally, I just wanted your take on the significance and importance of having this great festival today, Indigenous Peoples History Day in Redding.
Indigenous Peoples History Day is to share our culture with you, to share some of the issues that we have as Indian people, and bring about awareness of our culture and to invite the community to participate and take part in the sharing that we have. We have multiple things that are happening. We have silent auctions. We have films. We have singers, dancers, vendors. And it's a wonderful day today. It's been like the perfect temperature today.
It is a lovely day. And it's been really good. Film, skits, and all kinds of great booths. Well, thank you very much for your time and for the work you're doing in getting this word out.
Thank you.
Okay, friends, Indigenous Peoples Day in Reading. I am now with Skye Schofield. Skye is a member of the Indigenous Peoples History Day Committee. He was also the MC of the opening ceremony. And additionally, Skye is a journalist, filmmaker, and activist, and he is presenting his film Pitt River documentary at the Indigenous Peoples History Day today. Hi, Skye.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your film?
Well, today I was really introducing the film from the ground floor. So it's tentatively called the Pitt River Documentary. And we're really at the ground floor because today what I was doing was telling the community about the project. It's a project about a community, so everyone has an investment in that community that's a part of the Pitt River Tribe, who live in Burney, who live in Reading. So I really want to open the floor for dialogue so that we can move forward with everyone's consent and input and really try to make this a community project. Today I was discussing it and letting everyone know that they can go to Facebook and Instagram and look up Pitt River Documentary, because in the next 30 days we'll be preparing for our Indiegogo to get our initial media produced. So in the next 30 days we'll be sharing, talking about it, getting people involved so that during the 30 days of our Indiegogo it could be as successful as possible.
Okay, excellent. Now, I also would like to hear your opinion about the significance and importance of having this Indigenous Peoples History Day here in Reading.
Yeah, I think it's really important because we live here. We're here. This is a part of our culture, and we want to share with all of our neighbors. I don't think it's been a tradition here in Reading because for the longest time it was illegal to practice our culture. It was illegal to sing, illegal to speak in our language and dance. So there's been the smallest bit of apprehension sharing culture, but we're at a place now where we can all share and learn from each other and also acknowledge that there's a culture here in Reading too. People have lived here for a really long time who may not call themselves Indigenous, but we all live here together and we're all people and neighbors, so we just want to share.
With a community and a history also.
Yeah.
Yeah, a much longer history than the non-natives have here.
Yeah, but I think the day here is really about inclusion, just sharing who we are and possibly creating a combined culture as we move into the future.
Okay, thank you very much, Skye.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Now I'm with Danielle Brewster, who is the
Director of Public Relations at Women's Health Specialists.
Thank you. I didn't want to mess that up again. You were here last year too, Danny, and now this is the Indigenous Peoples History Day in 2019 of Reading, and Women's Health Specialists, we're back with your booth. And I just wanted to ask you, what do you think the importance of this day is?
We think that the importance of this day is coming together and acknowledging the Indigenous people of this land, standing together, bringing an awareness of Indigenous people here, the Winnemem-Wintu, the other local tribes, the Pitt River, the Yana, and really honoring the culture, our existence, and bringing awareness that we are still facing many challenges in this day to continue to preserve our rights to our Indigenous ways and our culture and our history. So,
right, especially getting to know the history was a big thing today because there were a lot of films about what's happened to the local Indigenous people. Mm-hmm. And how did things go at your booth today?
It went really well. We talked to a lot of folks. We come out here just to connect folks with the services that we offer, letting them know that there's other places that they can access care, the large variety of services that we offer, and it went really well. It was fun.
Okay, well, thanks for your time, Danny. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Community Works Radio. I'm Ellen Sugg, the host of the show, and we're on KKRN Community Radio. And today the show has been about the Indigenous Peoples Day event that took place in Reading. I was there and interviewed a number of people and have been sharing those interviews today. The last four interviews that you heard were with Janice Powell, April Carmelo, Skye Schofield, and Danny Brewster. It was exciting to me that at this event, two local groups declared Indigenous Peoples Day to be the name of the holiday that used to be called Columbus Day. The first group to do so was the Shasta County Board of Education, and then the city of Shasta Lake followed suit and just recently proclaimed Columbus Day to be Indigenous Peoples Day going forward. And I played Janice Powell, who is the councilwoman from City of Shasta Lake, her proclamation. She read the proclamation at the beginning of the Indigenous Peoples Day event at an opening ceremony. And actually, the person from the Shasta County Office of Education and Board of Education, Judy Flores, also read their proclamation. And I had not played that yet, and I thought it would be appropriate to play that one more time so that you can hear what it really is about. And so we're going to go on and hear Judy's speech, and then we'll be back for the end of the show. Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you so much. Coming up next from Shasta Union High School District, we have Judy Flores. She will be reading a proclamation for us.
Good morning. The Shasta County Board of Education proclaimed American Indian Day the fourth Friday of September and Indigenous Peoples Day the second Monday of October, and they passed this proclamation back in June of this year. So I'll read it for you. Whereas the history of Indigenous people in Shasta County goes back thousands of years, whereas Indigenous people of the region had and continue to have rich, distinct cultures binding them to the earth and all of its inhabitants. Whereas the arrival of and settlement by European Americans was devastating to Indigenous people, including Wintu, Yana, Pitt River, Achuwanchu peoples, with hangings, burnings, shootings, poisonings, human trafficking, disease, starvation, and other brutalities. Whereas the spring of 1846 was one of the largest massacres in the United States history, occurred along the Sacramento River near what is now Redding, California, when John C. Fremont and his exploration party killed hundreds of Wintu people in what would be the first of many massacres committed upon Indigenous people in Shasta County. Whereas during the Gold Rush era, Shasta County newspapers called for the extermination of Indians, and Shasta County residents formed groups to hunt and kill Indigenous people for bounties paid with state and federal monies. Whereas for a community to heal, it is essential to acknowledge past atrocities. Whereas learning about Indigenous people's history and culture, honoring the resilience of local tribes, and appreciating their ongoing contributions to foster understanding, empathy, and a stronger community. Whereas the idea of replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day was born in 1977 at a United Nations-sponsored conference on discrimination against Indigenous people in the Americas held in Geneva, Switzerland. Whereas in 1968, Governor Ronald Reagan signed a resolution calling for a holiday called American Indian Day to be held the fourth Friday in September. In 1998, the California Assembly declared American Indian Day as an official state holiday observed annually on the fourth Friday in September in the state of California. Be it further therefore resolved, the Shasta County Board of Education designates the fourth Friday of September as American Indian Day and the second Monday of October as Indigenous Peoples Day.
Oh. Oh.
Yes, and that was Judy Flores. So Indigenous Peoples Day is something that has been going on for quite a while. Shasta County just seems to be getting the action now. but it is a celebration that honors Native American people and commemorates their histories and cultures. It was first started in this country in 1989 in South Dakota, and then in 1992, Berkeley, California was the first city in California to initiate and recognize Indigenous Peoples Day. They did it on the 500th anniversary of the arrival of Christopher Columbus in the Americas. And from then, it's grown much, much bigger in our country and around the world. There are many localities, many cities, many states, many nations that recognize Indigenous Peoples Day. And it certainly seems to me like a very important thing for us to do. It's something that has been a long time coming, and people who support Indigenous people and Indigenous people themselves are all hoping to see that the movement continues to grow. So that's just about it for our show today. I do want to remind you that KKRN is participating in North State Giving Tuesday and tell you a little bit about that. North State Giving Tuesday is a local initiative to increase philanthropy in Shasta, Siskiyou, and Tehama counties. The effort is brought to you by Shasta Regional Community Foundation and Merchants Bank of Commerce. The 2019 North State Giving Tuesday event will take place from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday, December 3rd. For those 14 hours, online donations will be accepted through northstategives.org, with a goal to inspire and unite our community in supporting many local nonprofits. KKRN Community Radio is proud to be one of the groups that will be receiving funds through the North State Gives platform on Giving Tuesday 2019. You can put your money where your heart is by choosing to give to your favorite community groups like KKRN. It's an easy way to make a difference for all of us in Shasta County. Call 530-337-1101 for more information. And we look forward to hearing from you next week. That's next Tuesday. You have been tuned in to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio, and we really do need some new volunteers. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. Thank you for listening to Community Works Radio on KKRN. If you would like to talk about your community organization and work, please call me, Ellen Sugg, at our business line, 337-1101. Coming up next on KKRN is International Americana. And next week and every week until the fourth Tuesday, you can tune in at 8 a.m. to hear Breaking Through with Moms Rising Up. In the meantime, remember, it's gonna take us all.
We need the Buddhists and the Baptists, Quakers and Catholics too, the atheists and agnostics, Muslims and Jews. We need people of all nations, all colors and all creeds, to put an end to war now, put an end to greed. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all. It's gonna take us all. We need the immigrants and the unions, the greens and the gays, hip hoppers and the beboppers and the women for equal pay, farm workers out in the sun, homeless out in the rain,
seniors and the soccer moms for a world that is humane. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all, gonna take us all.